It's been said that voice is the original instrument. And the a cappella group Sonos has taken this idea to a new level. It's a shame, it's a shame, it's a perfect shame. Creep under my door and they do it again. Oh, oh. Sonos isn't your typical glee club. Aside from their novel vocal techniques and even some electronic manipulation, they've also cultivated a modern repertoire that includes unique renditions of music by Radiohead, Fleet Foxes, Bjork, Imogen Heap, and more. Sonos Sings is the name of their new and first CD, and the sextet has traveled from their home base in Los Angeles to perform for us here in Studio 4A. So let me welcome each singer. Ben McCain, welcome.
Hi.
Catherine Hoy, mm-hmm. Welcome.
Thanks.
And Jessica Freeman, welcome.
Thank you.
Rachel Bearer, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Paul Pegler?
Yes.
All right. And Chris Harrison?
Yes. Hello.
Chris, let me just start before we hear some of the music, because you've done the lion's share of the arrangements for this new CD, Sonos Sings. First song we're going to hear is one called White Winter Hymnal by the group Fleet Foxes. Let's just hear a little bit of the original so we can compare and contrast.
All right.
Now, Fleet Foxes has really recently become popular. They're a new band. So, typical question, but how do you decide which groups and which songs you're going to cover when you make a CD like this?
That's a great question. Yeah, when the project started, we basically made kind of playlists or mix CDs, and our manager and business partner, Hugo Vericker, made the same, and we would trade. And listen to each other's stuff. And you know, we were like, well, we think these songs are really cool and could be especially cool with voices. And he'd make his list and say the same thing. And White Winter actually was one that I had never heard. I don't think any of us had heard before because it was, I think it had either just come out or it was about to come out or something. It had come up on Hugo's radar, and he brought it to our attention and said, hey, I'm thinking this, but, you know, like a hymnal instead of like a, you know, a Beach Boys tune. So what if we reworked it that way? And we did, and it came out pretty nice.
That's White Winter Hymnal performed in Studio 4A, and it's actually a cover of a song that was originally done by Fleet Foxes. What's it like for you guys to perform live in this era of auto-tune?
Wow, this is fun. Well, it's interesting because auto-tune 10 years ago existed but was a secret.
Yeah.
You know, it was something that made it so really, really, really pretty people could have singing careers who maybe wouldn't have otherwise. And since then, it's become, you know, it's exposed, you know, it's being exposed as like a tool. It's kind of become like a musical toy or like a things that,
yeah, an effect that's
an effect, absolutely, yeah. Cher kind of blazed the trail there, and then Kanye's favorite thing now is to put auto-tune on,
and you can't hear Will I Am without
you sure can't
auto-tune.
No.
But you do use some electronics.
We do, yeah. Nothing that fixes what we're doing, just things that augment what we're doing. I use the thing I use most often is an octave pedal.
Okay.
I guess in a sense that kind of fixes what I'm doing. I'm not a bass. Not one of us in this group is a bass, and so there are some notes we want to be able to hit that are really lower than most people can sing.
So it kind of splits your vocals, so you're doing a bass part and another part.
Exactly.
As well.
Yeah, I'm singing a note, and it's letting through that note plus a note one octave below, which mm-hmm. makes me sound a lot cooler than I actually am.
So a bunch of bass singers haven't been, you know, trying to knock down the door of your recording studio and saying, "Let me."
We know what's going on. I've been complimented after many a show on my incredible low end, and I've bowed my head in shame and admitted that it's
reluctantly.
I can do a quick demonstration.
Go ahead.
If you want.
Yeah.
So this is my actual singing voice. Do 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 do. And here's if I add octave. Do do do
do do. How cool is that?
I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is cool. Purists don't mind, though, that you're doing that.
Well, they do, but we're not really a purist band. We have, you know, we have distortion.
Yep, and you're the only guy I've ever seen sing barefoot.
Yeah,
which is kind of interesting. Yeah, feel it from the ground up.
One of the KCIW DJ, an awesome guy who's been very supportive of us and plays our stuff. Named Chris DeRitas.
Sure.
Actually asked me when we went into and set up and everything. He noticed and he was like, "Oh, cool, you're barefoot. Is that's like your thing?" Yeah. And at that moment, I thought, "Yeah, you know,
it is now.
It is now. It is." So, thank you, Chris.
All right. Well, we're going to hear one more performance from you live here in Studio 4A. You do a lot of modern music on Sono Sings, the CD, but this one is really a blast from the past. Let's play the original. And that's the original I Want You Back done by the Jackson 5, classic bubbly pop, but without giving it all away. This is a little darker version?
It is. It's a little different.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's hear it. This is Sonos with I Want You Back.
When I had you to myself, I didn't want you around. Those pretty faces always made you stand out in the crowd. Someone picked you from the bunch, one glance was all it took. Now it's much too late for me to take a second look. Oh, baby, give me one more chance. Won't you take me, please, back in your heart? Oh, darling, I was blind to let you go. But now that I see you in his arms. You back.
Try and live without your love this one long sleepless night. Let me show you, girl, that I know wrong from right. Every street you walk on, I leave tear stains on the ground.
Chance.
in your heart. Oh, darling, I was blind to let you go. Now that I see you.
A major hit by the Jackson 5, transposed into a minor key and through the vocals of the a cappella group Sonos. Great version of
Thank you.
The group Sonos is performing here in Studio 4A. Their new CD is called Sonos Sings. It's on the Verve label. Jessica Friedman, Chris Harrison, Ben McLean, Rachel Bearer, Catherine Hoy, and Paul Pegler. Thank you all so much for coming in to play.
Thank you.
Our feature was produced by Ned Wharton and engineered by Neil Tivolt. You can hear full Studio 4A performances on our website, nprmusic.org. And just after we wrapped up our interview, manager Hugo Vereker announced that the group had prepared a special bonus for us.
Sonus bonus.
Sonus bonus. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.